Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Shuttle Drive. I got my buddy Matt Weiland here of formerly Eddie Line Creations. Now, what is it now, Matt?
Downstream 5 Creations, or V, whatever you want to call
Downstream
it.
Downstream V Creation.
You make up your mind what the V means.
Yeah, he's we're going to start calling him the rebranding expert. So that's what he is. He's a professional rebranding. Do you want to get into why you had to change that name?
Let's just say a certain rec company didn't like it. But it wasn't about the media. It was about apparel. But anyway,
yeah,
just went ahead and changed it to avoid any confusion. So this is official. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So in this, yeah. So, man, I'm glad you kind of decided to come in. Let's do this again. You know, I tell people the podcast starts coming back with the weather. So yeah. It starts getting a little cooler out. We start getting more indoors. Let's do some podcasts. So in today's episode, what we're going to do, we're going to go over the creek boat niche again. Man, how many times have we touched this? Oh, wow. In today's like podcast, well, video and podcast, what we have here, me and Matt's going to go over, you know, what I have is the Flow, the NAR, the Code, the RMX, the Varus Flux, the Lettman THP, horny potato, baby, Ninja, the Stoke, Waka Stoke, bro, and the Scorch. And then I'm going to talk about the Soul Kayaks Hammer, because I did do a review on the Hammer and had a little bit of time in that kayak. Matt has not paddled that boat, but you know what? I will tell you guys, and I'm sure Matt will like it if he ever does paddle it. And what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to try to break down everything from outfitting, fit and finish, plastic, durability, pricing, creakability, big water, play. What else we got on there, Matt?
I don't know. It might be a 6-part episode.
Yeah, we might take this. Yeah. Which, and you know, the number one that everybody likes, which one's the best for beginners? You know, everybody loves that. Everybody loves talking about
it. We have a list of our personal choices too, like our size, our, you know,
exactly. And how about, yeah, because we went, what do you think is good for advanced to expert? Because, you know, we've talked about this. I hate it when companies say it's a great beginner boat and it's a great expert boat. It can't be everything. It's okay to not be good at something. You can't be good at everything. That's what I always say. And you know, Matt's going to tell from, he's paddled about every, I think you have, we've paddled actually every kick butt out there at this point, haven't we?
Yeah, and pretty, I mean, on multiple rivers, pretty much all of them, at least for me, and yeah, pretty decent amount of time in all of them. So
that's think crazy.
I got a good amount of knowledge on all of them.
I think so. I mean, I would consider you the only other expert I know, me and you, you know, not to toot our own horns, but we are the experts because we do paddle a lot of different boats. And so we can go over these. Well, man, what would you like to start out with? What do you want to start out with first?
Oh, gosh. I feel like maybe we should save our personal vendetta for last, because that's like what people probably really want to know, and beginners for last. So, I don't know, man. Let's start out with the technical stuff, like outfitting and plastic, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Okay. If we're doing outfitting, because plastic and durability is kind of something different to me. Because outfitting my this is known, you know, we have to rank something on something, but my least favorite outfitting is Piranha's outfitting.
Outfitting for me is least fitting is piranha. Yes,
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, this is nothing new. I'm not, that's why I've, launched probably 15 hacks on them. I think you've even had a couple of little seat mods and stuff that you put out for, and we're talking about the Scorch when we're talking about Piranha. And my number three, because I have ties in these, because the thing is, a lot of these companies are pretty good on their outfitting. So my number three one is the Lettman and the RMX, the Liquid Logic and the Lettman. I consider those really close together, in my opinion.
So I had them rank all the companies like down the list. I didn't have like one, two, three. So I had, let's see.
What's your number?
So Prana was number eight. Seven is Liquid Logic. Due to when I had the hot whip, and the RMX is built the same way. Just didn't happen. Like they don't put that foam in between the seat, so like
On
the
the
seat can come
sides,
off.
yeah, the seat blocks, it shifts.
It can come off the track and all that, and just the outfitting in general, I think, is kind of meh.
Dated.
Yeah, and
That was my way of saying it. It's dated.
but it does work. But yeah, it comes apart kind of easy. It's not, I don't know, it's okay.
Seat's easily adjustable, though. The thigh
It
braces
is.
and
It
seat,
is.
they're
Yeah.
easily adjustable.
I guess when I kind of vote on outfitting is, does it stay in place, quality, and is it comfortable? Kind of all three combined. You could break all those three down, but I kind of
Yeah,
take all
going.
those into account. Next one for me would be Lettman.
Okay.
Solid outfitting, but dude, as you know, it's super hard to move.
Yep.
And the thigh hooks, I don't think come out quite far enough to really get a good catch on your thighs. That's my
Okay.
main
I agree with
right
that.
there. So I'm gonna go up to my number three since you're
There.
already at number three. So Varus would be, let's see, one, two, like what, fifth? I thought they did a really good job this year improving
I
the
did.
outfitting on the Flux. It's a
I agree.
significant improvement between the Gladiator and Hellbender. The thigh hooks were good. The seat was the out everything was pretty solid, and I
I
don't
actually,
really
because
like.
I actually have as my number two is I have the Ninja, Flux, and Stoke all as one, because I think the Ninja, the Stoke, and the Flux are all really good. Like, they're not great, but they're good. And I think they're a tie, in my opinion. I thought they all fit and functioned really well.
And you're gonna disagree with my number four was Dagger. And because this is my main sole reason, I take
Okay.
into account kind of the bolts that hold everything together. Those bolts fall out
Oof.
all the
It is a
time.
holy boat. It is definitely
They
holy.
fall out all the time. I do like the outfitting. And the other ding I have on Dagger is that thigh hooks are subpar for a skinny guy like me. Like it doesn't hold my legs very well. So that's my two dings. Why I have Dagger number four. I think the overall outfitting system itself is very nice and very
Yeah.
good. But again, some of my personal bias and how I fit in boats comes into play. So my number three is Waka.
Yeah.
Just it's simple, it works, it's comfortable. I don't know really what else to say about that.
Yeah.
You fit in there pretty good.
And it the seat is, it's a little tough to adjust with that side. It has that panel coming down. Remember how long it took us to adjust
Yeah,
it on
to
the
the
side?
seat.
We
Yeah.
were at the Pooter that day, and it took us, I don't know, 45 minutes to adjust that.
And I think that's boat to boat, unfortunately. That one screw can get a little wonky.
Yeah, you could cross through that insert and you are on the struggle bus.
But yeah, that's my number three, just again, taking everything in consideration.
Yeah.
So my number two is the Ninja, the Zet. Everything I think is easy, adjustable. As long as
Yeah.
you can't take the hip pads all the way off because they are they're threaded weird with that threading. So you got to be careful not to take them all the way off when you're doing
It's
this thing.
hard to put them back on because I
But
noticed.
everything just moves really easy. It's comfortable. It fits really snug. So that's number two for me. What's your number two? Oh, you gave me number twos, I guess.
I
So.
basically have a three-way tie or a tie for first, and that's Dagger and Jackson. Dagger and Jackson have, to me, they kind of, but I would agree. I mean, Jackson has the shoestring outfitting on their back band, and then Dagger has ratchets, but their thigh braces are probably their only hold up, as you know. And the one thing I don't like about the thigh braces is I think they need a little more curve, a little more bite on them. And I don't like the fact you have to have two types of wrenches. So you have to have a number four to adjust the seat. You got to have a damn Phillips head screwdriver to adjust the thigh braces. And they are super easy to spin those out because sometimes those bolts, the screw is at an angle and you'll spin the screw out and you're kind of screwed. Literally
I
screwed.
agree. Yeah.
So Dagger and Perron, I mean Dagger and Jackson are my number one. Jackson just it doesn't hold up as well as Dagger because it's shoestrings going everywhere, but you know what? It works. The bulkhead works, the thigh braces, the cleats work really well. The seat feels great. Seat's one of the easiest adjustable seats on the planet.
Yeah, I have Jackson's number one.
Yeah.
Same reasons. It's super easy to adjust. You can move the seat, anything. I like the pull-up bulkhead. You don't have to cut any foam.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
The only thing is with that bulkhead, it does come apart. It will come apart.
Over
I've seen
yeah.
people swim, not me personally, but I've watched a guy who swam and then one piece of bulkhead went that way, one piece went that way, and his boat went that way. And I was like, that's a bulkhead piece. And it was like the whole plate. The plate just fell out because they slide, those plates slide off of a like a injected molded rail. So that could be improved. If I was Jackson, I would have some sort of like safety pin, me personally, but
Yeah, I mean, and now they put the bee's knees in, which
That was that. I thought that I actually think that works. Do you what do you think?
they're not like insane like the hookers, but they do add a little bit, which I mean, a little bit helps. I mean, it does.
If you're getting worked in a hole and you
Yeah.
flip over and getting like chundered and end over end, that little bit might be keep you from falling out of the
I
boat.
think really the max, like before it starts to just like bend over, is like an inch you get, but I mean, an inch is better than nothing, so.
Well.
You don't get like the full 3 inches of foam where it looks like, because it would just flop over like this. But yeah, no, I think including with the boats, it adds a little something there for sure. I love their back bands. I love their seats. Not a fan of the happy seat thing that comes into play boats, but we're talking about creek boats here, so that's out of the play. Yeah.
I mean,
So
some will.
Jackson unanimous number one.
Yeah, I mean, they nailed it on their outfitting. What else we got? So now we'll go on to durability and plastic. This is always a topic because we are talking about creek boats, by the way. So, durability and plastic, I think it's probably pretty high on the list. And definitely, we could start at the back kind of the same way. I'll start at my least, what I think is the.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Least, and I'm going to say Liquid Logic is my least.
Same.
And
I've had bad experiences with both,
you're not the
so
only one, trust me. And it's nothing because a lot of times, because I can tell you, a lot of these companies are using the exact same company and the exact same plastic, but plastic is also made more durable through process. So you could take the same plastic to two different manufacturers and you might cook it a little differently, might cook it a little differently here, add a little more heat here, and you can make that boat bomber or you can make it junk. And I don't know what Liquid Logic was doing. I'm not saying their boats are junk, but I think their plastic was too soft. It might be fixed now, but from what I've seen in the boats that from Liquid Logic and Powell, their plastic was very soft and it felt like it was. And then I've seen a lot of them broken. I've seen them break. So Liquid Logic was my least. At the bottom of my list. What's at your bottom?
that was the same experience. So Liquid Logic, and the next would be Dagger for me.
Dagger. I put Dagger, and it's hard to tell where Varus is, but I have Dagger as my number two and Varus mixed in there because I think they use the same plastic.
Number two from bottom or number
I
two?
mean, from I mean, my number it'd be number eight or nine,
Two, three.
and because I've got how many boats do we have? How many boats are we going over?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have eight manufacturers for plastic.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have Soul in there.
Yeah, I threw Soul in there, and only time will tell with that. It's hard to tell. I can only know from what I experienced, and I guess you're talking from what you personally experienced. Other people will be all over the map. But I'm sure we'll agree, number one. Me and you will definitely agree on the number one. But and my number, because I basically had a tie of like Jackson, Varys, and Piranha. I
Yeah,
had them kind of.
I think while I have them in order, but they're all very similar. So like Logic, it was the last, and then Dagger, Jackson, Piranha, I feel like are kind of in the same. They're kind of soft. They're not. I haven't seen a ton of boats crack or anything like that, but they are kind of soft. I know the Nova series. I've seen some people have some issues with that one.
And I actually had Piranha a little above like Dagger and Varys. I had it a little on the top of that, and then my next one up from that is Letman, and then my top two are Waka, and then Zet's definitely by far number one. Like Zet is not only number one, but it's like here number one, where everyone else is like Zet. I mean, Waka's my low number two, and they're like a very substantial number one.
Yeah, I have Varys, then Letman, Watkins, that so similar, but yeah.
And we're only talking from our experience. Obviously, these companies can sit here and like, oh, these guys don't know what we're talking about. And I threw Soul in there between somewhere around Piranha and Letman. For me, when I felt of the Soul plastic, it felt really good. But one thing that Soul offers that no one else offers is they offer accident protection. So Soul's offering this thing where if you break it, if you got that accident protection, they'll give you 100% free boat. So it's like no matter what it is, it flies off your car, whatever. I mean, it's accident protection. I might be wrong on that, but I did see that going around. So they're the only ones that kind of offer that system. And it's not cheap. It's like you're buying something at Best Buy and you buy a TV and they're like, oh, for 300 extra dollars you can get. And I'm like, I'm good. So it's not cheap, but it is something.
Well, I mean, I think both of us have paddled all these brands for a decent period of time, and I'm just going based on what different multiple boats on the same brand over the same rivers, and
Exactly. Yeah.
this is what
This is
happens.
not just one boat, by the way, everybody. This is not one boat we're talking about. Sometimes it's like six boats.
I mean, the five went off of Gorilla backwards and upside down, and didn't look like it didn't even look like
Were
it
you
cracked.
in it?
I was.
Okay. Well, there you,
Still on me.
sometimes that helps and sometimes that hurts.
It hurt me.
Well, you know what? It worked out. Let's see now. What do you? So there we go, everybody. We covered durability and plastic because we are talking about creek
Are there
boats.
any boats you feel like safer in? Any brands? I'm just curious.
Oh, safety's up.
I didn't write that down. I kind of fit that
Now
in
that you mention
to
it, as
some
far as
extent, but.
safety, by far my number one is Dagger. As far as safety, step out pillar, roto molded tank seat. My number two would be Piranha. And Varys did a pretty good job because they basically copied a lot of Dagger step out pillar and all that. Anything with a roto molded step out pillar that keeps that deck from collapsing, I'm a huge fan of. And Piranha and Dagger both use that. Zet used that. Jackson uses a thermoform piece that's just kind of, I don't trust a thermoform as much as I do. They might argue and say it's way better, but me, from my what I've seen, the Dagger boats hold up better than anything as far as the deck crushing on you. Because I mean, if a deck folds on you, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Anything with the rotomold step out pillar would
Yeah,
be.
probably my lowest on the list as far as safety is the RMX.
Same. I mean, just the
There's
plastic
nothing. There's
foam.
nothing. It's got not only does it have flexible plastic, but there's nothing holding the bow wall in, except these little ridges on top. So imagine if that bow wall folded over, what's going to happen? The boat would fold up, and then.
I look into like how the bow was shaped too. For life of me, can't understand why people are still paddling RPMs. But anyway,
Oh God, yeah, that's a whole other topic for another day. There
stop
now.
paddling these boats with skinny bows. It's just a safety thing, especially on creeks.
Yeah,
So
you get pinned in that. You cannot get your legs out. Nope.
I forget which one of the list had the thinnest kind of mix code.
What do you mean thinnest bow? I would say the Letman, the THP, pretty small up there.
Yeah,
I
even the
like the bow though. I loved how that bow performed. It was just very flat and low deck.
Ninja to some extent, but it's pretty wide, so it'd be hard to fold in.
So yeah, I mean, as far as safety, you know, we can just like I'll just say my number one is Dagger and Piranha. They're kind of like tied in there, and then I would say Varus is probably right there with them, and then RMX is dead last, and I would say the Waka's right there with the RMX. I don't like the way the Waka holds their
Pretty
weight.
much the same. Yeah, I'm not really having disagreement there.
Yeah, so there we go. So we just covered, well, that was already three topics. See, we're knocking these things out. Maybe we might get it down to four episodes then instead of
Maybe.
two. Let's see. What do you want to talk about next? You want to go on into like big water?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
So we both paddled all of these boats, and obviously we have, might not have paddled on the Stikine. You know, I get people, you know, they'll come to my reviews and I'd be like, you know, I'd like to see you try this somewhere else. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, you do what you can, you know, you.
Well, the 95% of the people who boat don't paddle that stuff, so
Yeah.
they
So when we're talking big water, you know, we paddled some big water out in Colorado, and you know, big water is always subjective to a lot of people. Some people might think Stikine is big water, and then some people might think Nolichucky is big water. It's
Well,
subjective.
even
I
when I
get
do
it.
this list, though, I'm thinking like if you did take that boat out there, how would it do? So that's
Exactly.
at least
And
my list.
you know, I could usually tell, and you can too. You could tell how a boat's going to perform. It don't have to be class five burly. I can get in a boat now and I'll be like, oh, I know where this thing's going to be great. And then I get in a boat and I said, I know where this would be terrible. So yeah, let's go on into big water. Man, going into big water, you know, I'll start with my least favorite, what I think would not be desirable in big water, and that is going to be the Varus Flux. And let me just kind of expand on that a little bit. The Varus Flux has a very wide, kind of bulbous tail on it, and it's low rockered in the bow. And it so what that does, I couldn't. So that means you've eliminated my ability to tail load and lift my boat up and get over a big hole. So now I'm back down to piercing, and that volume in the back is actually pushing the front down more. And it's a little boxy back there, and it gets shoved around. So in big water, that's going to really be catchy, and I could see that being a struggle to get out of a big, humongous hole. And that's what I had as my last one, and that's the only reason I did that as the last is just because it was more the way they designed it. But it does do well in other ways when we
Yeah,
get into big.
I think me and you will differ on some of these because the just the weight difference and like
Yeah.
some paddling style differences as well. So
Well, I hope we differ on them. I
yeah.
don't want to just agree with everything.
No, for sure. No, my last one is the code.
Well, I'm getting into that, but go
I
ahead.
think it's the softest of pretty much all the new Krakers we're talking about. Not and let me get this. Let me make this clear too. Any of these boats we're talking about, all these new Creek boats, I don't think you could really pick one of them and any of them be horrible. They're not, none of them are horrible boats. It's just
For sure.
the market's so good right now. Like, it's really hard to rank any of these, to be
They're
honest.
all really good. By
So,
today's standards, you could take any of these boats that we've got on this list and take them back 5 years ago, and they'd be the best boat on the
yeah,
market.
so I don't want any company or people to be like, oh my gosh. Anyway, you know, they got to rank somewhere. Anyway, so yeah, Code's my last one just because I feel like it's more of like a softer boat and not a lot of speed to it. Now, of course, Isaac takes it on everything, so you know, whatever. But for me, that's what I would have last.
Yeah, and the reason I put the code is my second to last. So I've got the Flux at the last, the code is the second one. And the reason the code is over that is because it is beautifully rockered on the ends and it just blasts over holes. It gets shoved around, but man, there it takes a lot to stop that boat. What I do love about the code is it will just blast through everything and almost unstoppable. Now it does have the rails are lifted, so it can't carve around the river. It just kind of gets shoved around. But man, as far as getting out of holes and blast, well, once you get in a hole, it's probably going to be tough because you don't really have a rail to grab and blast carve out of a hole. You just get in a forever bouncing side circle. But I had to code as my next one up because I would agree with you that I think it's a little sluggish as far as a big water boat. And prototype that I paddled was phenomenal. And it was a little edgier. And but what they did, they lifted the edges about that high from the like the bottom where the chine comes out. It's kind of like a little too high to me. And that's what made I think that made the medium cold sluggish, but the small and large are a little more edgier and a little more like performance oriented, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I've actually paddled all three of them, small, medium, and large.
Yeah, I think, for me, when I'm thinking of big water, what I want to be able to do is carve and.
Yeah, I would agree.
Move fast rather than punch holes. So I guess that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Not to say any of these are terrible at all, like again, at any of them, but.
No.
So my next one up, I guess, would be number. What? How many? We got nine. I got nine, I think. 4, 5, 6, 7.
Should be like eight or nine.
So this would be number 7, would be the Flux. Basically for the same reasons you said. The thing I worry about in big water is getting caught in a hole with that, with the box. It's like a box on the edges, and it would be demolished probably.
Yeah.
I will say the Flux is fast and nimble for me, and I like that, and I can tail load it pretty well for my size. So I did like those qualities of the Flux.
Yeah. What do you have as your next one?
THP, the horny potato.
Do you have the NAR? Are we talking about the NAR?
Oh, I missed. Yeah, sorry. I went up one. So 9 is a code. 8 is a Nirvana for me. Sorry.
Yeah, because I had the code and NAR as a tie.
Sorry. So the Flux beat out the... Yeah, Nirvana for me is very, very sluggish, very unforgiving on the rails. It does not carve well at all. I think if you're going in a direct straight line, it would be fine.
Yeah.
And same way
with a code.
And again, seeing Dane and all the Jackson paddlers style everything. I get it. But to the average paddler, I think still it would be tough on some big, big water. It wouldn't be my favorite boat.
Yeah, I felt the NAR is a little unbalanced, and it rides kind of like on its tail. And it's really good at doing that. And that was how they have that directional change, which is good, but... I don't like that feeling, and I don't feel like it kind of carves up. I don't know. I didn't particularly like that boat that much, and I have it tied with the code. The code and NAR as my least favorite. It's got Flux, and then code and NAR I have as a tie. And then my next one up from that is the THP and the Remix I have as a tie. So I have the Remix and the THP both coming together. I feel they're kind of the same but different. But they're very kind of similar, in my opinion, by the way.
Yeah, the THP and Flux are a lot similar. I don't know. I have them together a lot, I think, for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's because they're quick.
I love the bow on the THP,
and both of them are kind of quick and nimble.
They are very, yeah.
But they have that weird, really hard edge.
They're different.
That scares me if you get in a hole.
Yep.
The THP, though, man, that thing is a boofing machine. We'll get to that with creaking, but
yes.
even with big water, you can lean back on that stern and just get a massive boof stroke.
Those cutouts on the stern allow you to load it. I felt I could load that. I could load those cutouts on that horny potato, and I would lift it up, and it has this wide, flat bow that just beautifully just takes off.
The scary thing is, though, the sides are like razor thin. Like, when you get past the potato middle.
And they're a little boxy, too. They're a little boxed off.
So like
kind of like your chili. You know, they still have that kind of boxy feel to them. And you get in a hole with a THP, you will become the horny. You'll become a wet potato. That's right.
A soggy potato.
Yeah. You'll be a lost potato.
So number 5 for me is, I know we're a little different here, too. Number 5 is the Stoke. I took Colorado and it was on some big water. This, I think it's more of my weight than it is me not necessarily liking the boat to what it's meant for. Even with the seat move back, when I hit those big wave holes, it would literally just punch me in the chest and totally stop the boat. And I did not like that at all. And it did get pushed around on the bow some.
Just so everybody knows,
the wide boat.
We did move the seat back. I felt it definitely paddled better in the back seat.
All walkers, yeah. You know, when I moved that other, it transformed too, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Just for me, it's walker boats are a little wide for me. Again, some of this is personal preference where other people might disagree, but
yeah.
Like I said, when it hit those wave holes, it just stopped the boat. And I did not like that because the bow is super flat right there. And there's not a lot of displacement area for the water to kind of go, what, you know, left or right of the bow.
Yeah, I actually had the Stoke and the Hammer. So I have the Stoke and the Soul Hammer as a tie also. For what is that? The number I've got them because I've been tying a lot of them
Doing too
because
many
some of them,
fives.
yeah, I think I'm on like the my you know
Yeah.
we're going in order, but the Stoke and the Hammer I feel are the Hammer was surprisingly like very good on cross currents and moving around the river. The rails, it has a, like this bi-level chine on it. Corin does this where it comes out and then it goes up and then it's out, then it's up, then it's out. And it gives you this ability. It's stable, but it gives you this ability to carve when you need to. And I felt the Stoke was good at getting around big water, you know, moving around like that. When you need those edges, you can move around. And
Now,
then the next one up from that is the Ninja. I thought the Ninja was pretty good because it doesn't have a good rail on it, in my opinion, but you utilize the tail to move it around. And I really liked how that boat paddled, of locking the tail in. The rail's missing from about the knees up. It's very soft. But if you stay back seat with that knee, if I was in big water, I'd almost want to move the seat back a little bit, honestly.
My next one, so number four, I guess it would be the RMX. I think you can get up to speed really well. You can still utilize the tail to boof.
Yeah.
It does want to dive on you in big holes. I will say it's a negative, but
It doesn't have a high bow rocker.
I kind of just like how it can be pretty speedy on big water, though.
You sh it, it the edges are not grabby, but they're there when you need them. But you're right. I love the speed of the RMX. Because I feel if I'm if I get that thing up to speed, I feel like I can go through anything.
And that's four. Number three for me is the Flow,
Yep.
New Jackson Flow. Now I will say this is the one I've had the least experience in, but after paddling tons of boats, you just kind of know. But I
Yeah,
felt like
contrary to people's belief.
it's a Schmiedium, and for me, it fit really well. It felt really good at the Whitewater Center. I had to say it, definitely one of the better Jackson boats, and
I think it's the
it's
best ever
nimble,
Jackson boat.
agile. It felt like it could boof well. I was like just holding my hands up going through the bigger stuff there, which isn't that big, but like M wave,
Yeah, but you could tell. I could tell
just
that that thing
like
would be
stuff
a
easy.
beast on big water. It's more balanced than the NAR was. The NAR was a little soft and it went kind of crazy with me in the stern, where that was like balanced out beautifully. I
Yeah,
had that as my
I felt like I could go through a hole like all the way on edge, like sideways, and
easily. Yeah,
just
I
where the
had the
NAR.
flow as my number two and the scorch is my number one.
So my
I
number
still
two
think the
is
scorch is still holding in there.
Ninja. Love that boat. I think,
There
gosh,
you
I wish
got a
I had it in
basement
Colorado.
full
No, only one, two.
of them.
Number one is still Scorch. Now, I will say for my size, the Scorch doesn't work out well because the medium's a little big, small's a little small. But as far as the overall boat for everybody, you cannot beat a Scorch bow. Or the Scorch X bow. If you're in big water and take a big boost stroke, it's going over any
Yeah.
hole about.
Yeah, well, so there you go. So Scorch and Flow are right up there as our top big water boats for everybody. And then my least favorite, the Flux. And Matt, what is
Nirvana.
yours
Yeah,
is the
Nirvana.
NAR. I have the NAR and Code as really close though. They're very close. So we're not off on these because
No, not totally. Yeah,
I
no,
could
I.
easily swap these out at any time, by the way. Yeah, so there it is. That's the
Like to hear everybody's thoughts on this as we're, when
Yeah,
we're
and you know what?
this
Everybody
question.
can comment below if they disagree, because that's what I love it. I mean, we can't all agree on everything about that. Now let's talk about creek boating. Yeah, so let's talk. I know. Let's so a creeker. So creek boating would be, what would you think? Like West
To
Fork of the
me,
Tuck,
creek
Mankey.
boating is technical, manky, got to make some hard moves,
Last minute eddies,
Yeah,
tight micro eddies.
creaking to me is not like
A lot of
a
flare boost
Chioa or something. That's
coming
not
off of
yeah.
rocks like that, doing those flare boosts and rock boosts. That
Gotta
because
be
to me,
nimble, agile, soft a little bit, that kind of
yep.
thing. So
Yeah, so we'll talk about some creakers. So talking about the creek. So my lowest on the list as far as like my creek boats, and this man, and this could change obviously with the flow. It's hard, you know, figuratively speaking with the flow. The Scorch and the THP and the NAR all were not really to me suited for technical creaking. Now, that's not saying you can't make them work, because you can obviously make anything work anywhere. And creaking's a little different than big water, because big water, you kind of mandatory need a rail to move around. But I think you can get away with a, you know, people paddle full slices down class five creeks, and you can make it work. And I think I could be a little better in like an edgy boat on a creek, where a soft boat in big water just pisses me off. I would just be aggravated. If I was in a tub, a soft boat on big water, I just do not want to be there. But if you gave me an edgy boat, a very sharp rail on a creek, if that makes any sense, does that make any sense what I'm...
No, for sure. I mean, I think my test usually is going down like the slides on the green. If you have a very sharp, edgy boat, it really affects the boat there, where if you're in like a current, it just kind of...
Yeah.
It's like being in a log flume going straight down there.
Yeah. So if we're talking about rock booths and all that, so I have like a tie as far as the Scorch, the THP, the Gnar. I have those kind of like as my tie up there, because the Gnar, I cannot figure out where to fit that boat in, by the way. I don't even like mentioning it in the same breath with the Scorch. It just pisses me off if I have to ever say those two at the same time. But I don't know where to put that boat. I mean, I don't know what I don't know. I don't even want to talk about the Gnar anymore. But anyway, what do you got on the
My least favorite is Nirvana. Okay. I mean, I took it on, what was it, Pigeon Drive. Did not like it at all.
I remember that day.
Did not like it. Walked off some rapids. Just... rarity for me, to be honest.
I know. I paddled it that same day,
Nirvana, too. The Flux, obviously, the boxy edges and stuff just are not good for creaking. THP for the same reason, so that would be 7.
Yeah.
And then the Scorch, so they're kind of my least 4 there.
Yeah, kind
of all because of the similar reasons. The
yeah, and I threw in the Flux and the Stoke are kind of right there with those that I just mentioned, too. So I would agree that the Flux and Stoke kind of fall right in that category. And then onto my favorite ones, is by far the number one is the Code. The Code is my favorite boat for Mankey creeks and creek boating. That thing is absolutely phenomenal for that. And then the RMX is my second, because it seems to do everywhere. The drawback to the RMX is its length. Getting around tight creeks, it's a little too much to push around. And I think that Soul Hammer is right up there with them. That Soul Hammer is very small and quick and zippy, but the rails are out of the water. So it's Code, RMX, Hammer, and then the Ninja and what did I say? The Ninja is right below those. So I have those three and then the Ninja down below that.
Yeah, so we're pretty similar, so I'll do the same thing you did. So number one is Code, absolutely. If you're looking for a softer, forgiving boat that you could take down pretty much any creek and give you time to maneuver and look downstream, the Code is the best, no, hands down. The next one for me would be the Flow. Even though I haven't taken down the green or anything,
mention the Flow? I don't think I did. I think I have the Flow right in there with the Ninja. I think just because it's got a little harder rail on it.
It does have a hard rail, but I feel like it's a little soft too. I don't know how to explain that, but for me,
I like a good job on that, man.
Yeah, I like I like the shorter length of it too for creaking. Yep. Just more agile, don't easier to move around. So number three would be the Stoke. I think for the big ledge holes and stuff, Stoke is a great boat. Four is RMX. For me, it's just it's a little narrow in the bow sometimes. Yeah. It can plug some piton, that kind of thing. So I just had a number four. Number five is a Ninja. You know, stern, I think the manufacturers are probably leaning this way to going a little less bow rocker and having a little stern, but still full creaking from what I'm considering. You probably still don't want a stern back there necessarily.
No.
So the Ninja's number five, but yeah. So, I mean, I think all those are pretty good creek boats though, but yeah, the Code is again, like here compared to everything.
Yeah,
else.
It really is. It's so,
and it's safe too. I mean, you got plenty of leg room to get out. You got the step out pillar.
It's they nailed it on that. That's for sure.
That's gonna
all
be
right. Well, there another, we go. We covered big water. We covered creaking. Now we'll kind of like touch on this. I get it. We're talking about creek boats, but playability, just like we'll kind of touch on it. What we mean by play is like front surfing, spins, things like that, loops if you can
spins.
do them.
Yeah.
But really, it's kind of like
Even
that's what
fun carving, like catching eddies, carving back and forth.
blast fairies, attainments, and things like that. More, that's what we're considering more as far as like play, because we are talking about creek boating. For me, the lowest on the list would be the RMX and the Code and the NAR. Those are really low on my list as far as playability. And I know I'm ranking a lot of things the same because there's all, to me, they kind of start meshing together. I feel that they're all kind of like in that same category,
Well,
but those are my bottom
they're
three.
either kind of softer or they're sharper. I mean, so yeah, they kind of all similar fall together. So yeah, my least, I have the Nirvana last, Code, Stoke, and then RMX. So those
Oh,
four.
you threw the stoke in there.
Those,
Interesting.
I didn't find that very play. It's very, for my size, very wide, very
Yeah.
wide. There's no way I could loop it. There's 360 spins are tough. It is shorter, but I didn't find it that playful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah.
I know there's plenty of people who would disagree with me there, but anyway.
Well, when they paddle all the boats we have, then they can come back and talk to us. They can't just paddle one. You know those people, it's like, I love this boat, it's the best boat ever. Then you're like, what else you paddled? They're like, well, I haven't paddled anything. Oh, okay. I'm like,
But it's better. It's
well,
better.
we have. Well, we have. We've paddled them all. So
The
yeah.
Vulcan paddle grip. That grip is terrible. Have you even held it in your hands? No. Oh.
No, but I looked at it and I don't like it. Oh, okay. You're one of these
Oh,
guys. All right. But as far as my second up on the list, I have the Flux and the Code. But the Code, RMX, the NAR, the Flux, kind of all to me are in that same category. As far as my lowest on the list for playability, getting around the river, 360s and things like that's what I mean by play. I don't mean like zippiness around the river.
I had in kind of the middle for me, so
Yeah,
middle for me would
zippiness.
be Ninja Scorch THP, like kind of on the same middle area.
Yeah. Man,
And a lot of this comes down to, I think a difference for us is sizing and
that's true because the Ninja is my number two. I love the Ninja as far as like tail load.
I can't throw it around on the tail that I could get it vertical, but dude, it had been like a massive kind of wave eddy line.
Yeah, and the number one for me, because I have the Flow right up there as my number two. The Ninja and Flow, and they're good for different reasons, but the Flow and the Soul Hammer. The Soul Hammer is such a good creek boat player. I'm telling you, it's the most underrated creek boat out there today. And you know, I don't want to sound like a soul little fanboy over here, but I'm telling you, the Soul Hammer was the most playful kind of creaker I had paddled. And I think we're going to start seeing more in that direction. We kind of see it with the Flow, that 8'5". I think the Hammer comes in. Let's pull that up. I think, and just kind of like show a
I
lot of
don't know
people.
much about the hammer at all, I have to
And
say
we'll
it.
kind of like look at it here.
Wade's got seven computers he's working on.
That is true. Let's try that.
There we go. Yep.
I shared the wrong screen.
Ooh, baby, 1800. Jeez.
We'll get on the price here in a minute, by the way,
Yeah,
everybody. He has some of the coolest colors if you look at these
they are
colors.
cool.
There's some of the colors
Like
of
the
it.
names of them, the White Knight.
The Blossom. And what does he have as far as 8'1"?
Jeez, yeah.
So it's 8'1" and it's wide. It's a wide
Like
boat. It's 27
nano.
inches, 82 gallons of volume. Front rocker, you can see 14, which is a lot of rocker in a boat that short if you think about it. Nose
I like
rocker.
these two categories he's got at the end. Sane creaking and insane.
Yeah, so what they put was at the end it says sane creaking paddler weight 140 to 250, and then insane creek paddler weight 140 to 200. I think that's actually pretty fair. It's not a small boat by any means. But here's the only real shape of it. And by the way, these are drawings. But you can see the overall shape of it, man. It's not a bad boat at all. And what's missing on this drawing is a bunch of little dimples that shed the water very cleanly, and the water comes up and it hits this and goes down. I really like how that functioned. That worked better than I thought. And by the way, there's a wheel that comes with it. You don't see it, but you can get your own little wheel and wheel it around.
Interesting.
There it is. I don't know if
Oh,
you
I
can see it.
see.
The transport wheel. You can order it with or without that, by the way. Yeah, so there's the Soul Hammer. I paddled it, man, and I liked it. I thought it was a good all around boat. I mean, big water and playing, yeah. Creaking, it's in the middle of the pack for me. But it's my number one, and the Flow's right there with it. Number one's Hammer, Flow, and then the Ninja's like right there, number three, two-ish three, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I had the THP is three, Flux is two, Flow is one.
Dude, I would not disagree with that.
The Flow was insanely good on like 360 and wave.
It was, wasn't it?
Gosh, man, it felt so good at the Whitewater Center.
Dude, I probably caught 10 360s in that. Just like no paddle 360s, just one-handed. Just it's that good of a boat as far as twirling around.
Yeah, the hole on that is superb for playing. But it felt really like a playboating hole almost. I mean, and it looks like one and two to an extent. So
yeah, so someone that's buying a creek boat for playfulness, say I'm like, oh, I like to play and kind of river run. I say, man, you can't go wrong with like the Hammer, the Flow, and the Ninja, and just that kind of whippy. And the Ninja's just different. And you're right, because the Ninja, the weight range is going to matter on that. If you're 160 to 220, the Ninja is going to be awesome for you, because you're going to be able to really tail load that thing and whip it around and spin it almost like a slalom boat.
Yeah, that's where I have to go back down to the Chili for that.
Yeah, and so if anybody needs to buy a Ninja, by the way, hit up Matt. He's got 40 of them. Well, he's got one Ninja, but he's got 40 Zet boats, by the way. We forgot to mention Matt's a Zet dealer now.
No, warehouse holder.
He's a warehouse holder. He's got a house full of them. Yeah. Yeah, so, man, there we go. So we covered creaking. We covered play. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about price. You brought up you've seen the Hammer price. By the way, it's number one. The Hammer's $1,800.
Not including, like, the best outfitting, probably.
Yeah. The Ninja comes in at $1,599. The Scorch comes in at $1,699. What else? The Code, I think, is $1,599.
I think it's right at $1,600. Jackson's, I think, is $1,599.
Yeah. It looks like the Magic sweet spot is $1,600.
What's the mix? Aren't the Liquid Logic a little less?
Yeah, they got it at $1,399. It's the cheapest boat on the list. And the thing is, you can get this at their store. So you can go to the factory and pick that up and save some money by doing that. Instead of shipping it or all that. But $1,399 is the cheapest, and $1,800 is the most expensive. But honestly, man, it looks like so between $1,400 and $1,700, $1,800 is going to be what you're expecting on a whitewater boat nowadays.
Yep. I don't think for most people, I would just get what you want. I mean, a couple hundred dollars.
Well, now we got to go to the, you know, what everybody wants to know. The only thing we got left. What's the best beginner boat? I'm a beginner. Matt, what do I need to get? I don't know what to get. Tell me what I need. What do you think?
This is a tough list too, because the answer to that question is it depends. I have a list, obviously, but
I have a list too
for the overall. But yeah, I mean, it could depend on what kind of paddler you intentionally want to be in the end. And so, with that being said, like if you plan on really getting into kayaking, I would say not get a creek boat for a beginner.
But, that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic. But anyway, yeah. So all right, let's start at the bottom for me. So I have to go with the Flux. Least beginner friendly.
Okay.
It's pretty stable, but the box sidewalls would destroy a beginner. I mean, there's no way.
I'm gonna agree with that. My least as far as a beginner boat. They might not like to admit it, but it is not a good beginner boat, and that's okay. It's a boat that challenges your paddling ability, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's not good. Because a lot of boats that could be in that category of like not good for beginners. And if a beginner asked me, they's like, hey, I'm going to pick up a Flux, I'd say, actually, I would not recommend that as a first choice.
Yeah, I mean, if you get stuck in a hole, you're done as a beginner. It's gonna be tough to kind of learn the edges on it, and
Yeah.
I wouldn't think you would enjoy the boat right away either. It's a boat you kind of have to learn and master, and again, that's not a bad thing or a hit on that.
Yeah,
It's just,
because a really good paddler can make that boat look amazing.
and but like I said, if you're someone who you think will learn, it could be a good beginner boat in the aspect of if you want to progress quickly and
But
you're
once
into the sport.
again, then we wouldn't be telling those
Yeah,
people
but
to
then I would just say, yeah, whatever. Anyway,
this.
no, so number eight is kind of the same category, the THP, same because of the
I
same
have the
reason.
THP and the Ninja kind of
Yeah,
tied.
Ninja, man, you know I love the Ninja, but it is not a beginner boat. It's down there at number seven.
Yeah, THP and Ninja, I have them tied in there. That's a boat that you're gonna be punished. You're definitely gonna be punished with that boat.
The thing about the Ninja, it has that like OG 9R feel. What you gotta know where you're going.
Yeah.
The bow will can get away from you because you got the planing hole up until the bow where it softens up and it's displacement basically.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, unique design. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that for a beginner. THP, the same reason, sharp sidewalls. It will punish you if you're not paddling it.
Yeah, and then going up from there, I have the man, it's like it's this is a tough one for me because I want to say the Stoke and Scorch are kind of in the same category. The Stoke, Scorch, Gnar, kind of all in the same. It's like I would put the Scorch as a little higher on the list, but I would say the Gnar and the Stoke are a little lower for me.
But my six, it would be Stoke, seven, I mean five, Nirvana, and they're pretty even, those two for me.
Yeah.
I think they're both kind of just weird. I don't know how to say that. Weird designs in some aspect.
Yeah, they do
Don't
some
do,
things really well and they do well.
yeah,
The
I don't
Stoke is
know.
a little better than the Gnar, in my opinion.
I think so too. Even though I had the Stoke below the Nirvana, but I don't know. Yeah, those two are kind of in la la land for me.
We'll just go on because my top boats, if a beginner, I say the Code and Flow and RMX. I say Code number one, Flow's right there. It could be the number one also. The Code and Flow I almost have as a tie as number one, and then I have the RMX and the Hammer as like a number three-ish, if that makes sense. The Hammer a little below the RMX. But I would say because like I said with that Soul Hammer, to me it outside playing, it hit this area where it did everything really good right in the center right there. It did not like, oh wow, that's a great big water boat. Oh wow, that's a great creek boat. But it, you know what? It's damn good right in there in the middle. And then, but it's play boating, it's way up here. If we're talking about strictly beginner boats, I say go Flow and Code and RMX. Those three you'll be fine in for
Yeah,
learning basic.
I had number four Scorch, three RMX, two Flow, one Code. And I think the Code and Flow are, like you said, they're tied. Like if you don't want a little more playability and less forgiveness, go with the Flow. If you want
Yeah.
total forgiveness and take care of you, go with the Code. And then the RMX, I would say if you want like a kind of a narrower feeling boat, smaller
Speed.
feeling boat and a little bit of speed, go with that one. But I agree, all three of those, as beginners.
Yeah, so we kind of agree on that the Code, the Flow, RMX are kind of like, to me, money for beginners. That's the beginner's paradise. And
The
then I
flow would
could.
be the flow would be a good one though, because you as you progress, that one could definitely be like I do think that's one where honestly anybody could paddle and have fun.
I know it
That
kind of it goes into their hype machine where
does, but it's true. I had to say it. I'm not. I mean.
I know because it goes into Jackson's hype machine. It really is a good beginner's boat to an expert. You could put a day one Nantahala beginner like just starting out and have them put them and take them down the nanny first day ever on the water, and then Dane Jackson. It's like there's that's that type of boat that's that good. It's that good. The Scorch is kind of that way to me too. The Scorch is a decent beginner boat. It's not as good as the Flow. I would recommend a Flow over the Scorch as far as a beginner. And it's just because the Scorch has a little edgier in that tail where they've softened their tail off a little bit. You notice how the rails on that, let's pull that up because you notice how that the rails, let me share this for you. Let's pull this this up and let you look at it real quick. Can you see it there?
You haven't shared it with me yet. There we go.
Look at how they've stopped the rails right here.
On the stern, yeah.
Yeah, if you look, they kind of like stopped them right there.
I haven't actually done my review yet, so I haven't like
And look at that. You
really
see
looked.
what they've done with their rails? That rail runs right here. And then it gets there's still a rail there, but it's soft. And that's such a great profile as far as a creek boat, in my opinion. And then you look at the where's the scorch? You look at the scorch. I don't think I have a hull shot. They don't have a hull on theirs. You notice that? Yeah, I can't show you the hull of the scorch. But you can see that side profile. You can see it's similar to the flow.
It's just sharper. I mean,
It's
just a little bit.
sharper, and
Yeah.
that's why I rate the flow over the Scorch as far as like a more beginner boat. Anything else you want to add on the beginner boat?
No beginner. I mean,
And you know what? Now that we're back on outfitting, the Dagger and the Jackson are a beginner's dream, right? They're
there you
outfitting.
go. Yeah.
It's like a beginner can seriously take it from the showroom floor to the water and paddle off.
Yep.
Like, and I don't
Definitely
have to explain on.
cannot do that in Piranha. Got a lot of cutting involved. Piranha's my least favorite boat to even fool with because you gotta cut
Yeah,
the
you got to put the bulkhead foam in. Everything's just ready. So yeah, there's all that. Okay, so we got the beginner boat. So everybody, some might agree, some might disagree, but I think that's a pretty good beginner's list as far as beginner boats, right?
I think so.
And this kind of overlaps a little bit of our last Creek River Runner podcast, but we've added these newer additions to it just so
Yeah,
everybody
figured
knows.
some out, added some, yeah.
I mean, because we had the Code as a good beginner boat in the last one, but now the Flow's right up there with it too. Yeah, our last thing on the list that we can go over is advanced to expert. So if you're
Well, I got
like,
two more lists. I got intermediate expert and then personal list.
oh, I mean, well, outside of our personal
Okay.
boat, yeah. Intermediate, advanced, expert. I would say that's all one. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. And for me, I'm just going to hit on this quick because obviously this could vary by
Oh, this
person,
can be thrown out, yeah.
because me, I mean, to me, the least on my list as far as an advanced or intermediate type boater, and we're talking about enjoyment. I'm not saying you can't make it work. I'm talking about your average paddler that's maybe been running the ship for a while and really got his skills dialed in, and him or her just really kind of look smooth on the river. What would I recommend? I mean, they probably wouldn't be reaching out for me or you with recommendations if they're at that point. But it's like the Code and NAR are actually on the lot is on the bottom of my list. The Code and NAR, and
Yeah.
that goes back to our softness of them. I don't
I
think
have,
a
yeah.
Really good paddler will like missing those edge. I know all the Team Dagger guys might blah, 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 Toad and Isaac and I just don't know how to paddle. Well, okay, that's fine. But it's like I'm telling you, that boat is soft, and I think as far as an expert, those guys should be in something a little more edgier.
Yeah, I have the Nirvana Code Flux as my last three.
Yeah, the Flux is my on top of those. I actually put the Flux above those because it challenges the paddler a little more. Those boxy sidewalls we talked about made it a little zippier, a little edgier around the river, but it still gets shoved around in the tail. And I think that one went a little higher. And
Oh,
then,
that's seven for me. Yeah, I had the other Nirvana last and then Code, then Flux.
yeah,
Yeah.
I've actually got that same on my list too. It's like I got NAR as last, Code, and then Flux.
Yeah, the same exact.
Yeah, but it's funny because, and for everybody who knows, me and Matt did not call each other and work these out. We're working them out right here on the spot. We kind of just talked about criterias, and I just basically put down what I thought, and it just seems to work out that way. I didn't even look at his list or anything. He sent them, but I was like, I didn't even look at the boats. I was like, I just wanted the criterias of what we were doing.
Yeah.
So NAR, Code, Flux. And then going up from that, I'm gonna put the Hammer RMX kind of tied in there too, as far as like that. And now we're talking intermediate to expert. And then, yeah, that what do you got in there, your next
I
one?
have so six would be Stoke for me, five RMX. Those are kind of in the middle, so Stoke and then RMX.
Okay. Yeah, I have the Flow and Stoke tied as far as like a great, I mean, expert to intermediate to really good paddler. I think the
Four
Flow.
to me. So I think the Flow, RMX, and Stoke are pretty much same area for me. So the Flow
Exactly.
number four.
I put the RMX a little below that. I would disagree and put the RMX a little lower than the Flow and Stoke. I think they're just a little more like, I think they challenge you because of their length and getting around the river. As far as like that intermediate paddler, I think the RMX is still more towards a beginner. And then the top boats, if I'm saying you're an expert or you're a really good paddler, I'm like, I got three. I got the Ninja, the THP, and the Scorch.
Same
I have them
ninja,
all. He's got
ninja
Ninja as number one because he's selling a bunch of
one,
boats,
Scorch. No, not true.
but.
Ninja number one, Scorch number two, and THP number three. But I enjoy all three of those for different reasons.
I do
So,
too. You
dude,
could
I'm
give me,
telling you,
I know.
we haven't talked about this. The most underrated boat for 2023 is the Horny Potato.
I would not disagree with that. It went so under the radar. Big shout out to Splatipus Imports. You know, they kind of hooked us up with those, and I'm telling you, there's something about it. The
Not,
Lettman Horny Potato, man.
so yeah, I mean,
Lettman
basically, what
Potato.
we're saying, if you missed any of that, is the Horny Potato is underrated because, like, once you see, you're like, man, this thing's like, yeah, but
Oh
it's a
man,
fun boat, man.
the horny potato. I would agree. So what Matt was talking about before something happened there, we had a little glitch in the matrix, and what we were talking about was the horny potato was probably one of the most underrated boats of 2023. And big shout out to the guys at Splatipus, because Splatipus Imports is where, you know, if you're interested in one of these, I'm telling you, that boat was really fun to paddle, but it challenges you. It is not. It's and the more you paddle it, the more you start figuring it out. Would you agree with
No, yeah, I had it on the Chio for like the first 10 minutes. I was like, this boat sucks. And then I was like, man, this actually, no, it doesn't. Like, more a paddle. I was like, man, I kind of want one.
I
I
know.
have a lot of boats. No, it was fun. It's very zippy. And I had to say, it's probably my top boofing boat. It may not boof the best, it boofs the funnest, if that
Yeah, there's
makes sense.
something about it, man.
I don't know.
It's they boof fat. Like, you don't need many strokes. It's almost like you come up and it's got these cutouts, and I can kind of like preload that cutout and get the bow to boop right up like that. I
Plus,
love that.
everybody talks about it because it's the horny potato. And then if your friends throw potatoes at you while you're paddling, I mean, you can't get better than
Yeah, everybody loves potatoes and French fries.
that. And then obviously, then like we're saying, the Ninja is my top one just because it's so smooth going across river. It's just a good all
It's
around boat.
polished. If I had the name, if I had one word for the Ninja, I'd say it's polished. Hansa designed that, and he put a, you could feel like when you're paddling a boat like that, I can tell when someone spent time on the design and really thought it out. It's like, it's really smooth. It's a
It's
very
amazing,
smooth paddle
and
boat.
that's probably another underrated boat. Not a lot of people are really trying it out. Not really people talking about it, but you know,
Well,
it's
the
not.
Scorch isn't underrated.
No, the Scorch is still out there and doing well.
No, the Scorch still hanging hard in there. It's like that boat's really good.
Nailed it. Best
Yeah,
prop
they.
design since the Rev.
Yeah, man. I mean, telling you that boat
That's a
is.
joke, by the way.
Yeah, the Piranha Rev. I remember that boat. I didn't have one. You probably had one, didn't
I did. I bought one and sold it
you?
immediately. Sorry. Off topic.
Yeah. So there it is, everybody. That's it. That's all of our anything else you want to add? I guess we got the as far as our criterias, we'll break down our personal favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna go ahead and get into it, and I'm just gonna like quick hit them. I'm gonna say my least favorite. It's a tie between the Narvana. Well, the Narvana, I'm not gonna say it's a tie. I'm gonna say the Narvana is my least favorite boat by
Like
far.
that.
Boat. I'm and that, no knock on everybody out there that loves it.
I won't let you go through your list and I'll go through mine. How about that?
Yeah, and then number two, I mean, going up from that, I'm gonna say the Flux. And I, but I can make that. I take that boat all day long over the Nahar, by the way, because it's zippy. It gets around the river a little better. And then, man, that's where it, now we're getting in that weird category. And it's hard to say this because I'd ask, where are we going? Where are we paddling? So it's like, oh, I can't say I love the Stoke or something like that. And then, oh, we're going to be doing Mankey Creeks. I'm like, well, I kind of would rather have a code. It's like, but my number one boat still today is the Scorch. Nothing's take the Scorch off of my list, but right there at number two would be the Flow. The Flow and Scorch are two of the best kayaks. And this is personal opinion. The Scorch and Flow are two of the best kayaks out today. And then your number three would be, you know, the sleepers. THP, Ninja, and Hammer, I can say, are just kind of like mixed in there. For me, this is my personal list. And then it'd be the Stoke. And what am I missing? I think that's it. I think, and the RMX. The Stoke and RMX are kind of mixed in there too. But yeah, just to kind of like summarize it, and the code would be below that, by the way. I forgot there was a code mixed in there. Cause I didn't write my favorites down. I forgot to write those down. So I'm just looking at our list and kind of like giving it to you on the fly here. But, last place, Jackson Gnar. First place, Piranha Scorch, barely the Jackson Flow. So the Scorch and Flow. The Flow almost took the Scorch down for me, but it did not do it. It's missing something. I don't know what it is, but it's missing something. Maybe because they didn't carry the rail out on the bow. The Scorch has wave deflectors in the bow, and I love how I can drop the bow in and make last-second directional changes with that bow. So those are my two top ones right there, and my number three is THP, Ninja, and Hammer. That was long-winded, but there you go.
No, good list. Yeah, so my personal list, I guess I made this based on kind of what I paddle mostly, you know, if I'm taking a creek boat, green, Chioa,
yeah,
you know, stuff around us. You know, I'm not going on anything insane. So anyway, last place for me, Nirvana. Sorry, Jackson. Just did not like that boat. It's way down. I hate to say that, and a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I know a lot of people love it, but hey. I'm more of a, like, if people don't know this by now, I like a boat to be very sharp, very flowy with the river.
Yeah, because these are personal opinions. This is not the
total personal list. We've already recommended the other stuff for beginners and intermediate. So, like, this is what I like and what I would take. So, again, my weight, too. It has some of these mis-size me, so that's why they're a little bit down than others, too. So, yeah, Nirvana. Next would be the Flux. Code number seven. This is where I disagree with you kind of big time, is the Scorch would be number six for me. Not because it's a bad boat. I do like the boat, but sizing,
yeah,
it's a bad sizing for my
I would size. Not disagree with that.
The small is too small. I get wrapped up too easy, and the medium feels like a boat. So anyway, if the Scorch was fit me size, I think the Scorch would be way up there for me, but it doesn't. So that, it is what it is. Number five, the Stoke. Four RMX, three THP, baby. Two Flow. So Jackson, you hate us on the Nirvana, but the Flow is good. Number two. Yep. And then number one is Ninja for me. I think it's just a good all arounder. It's zippy. It's, I don't know. I like the kind of, like I said, sharper kind of zippy boat. So yeah.
And you know what? The top four you just mentioned, I would not disagree with at all. You know, obviously, I do agree with you, the sizing on the Scorches, because, you know, when people ask about sizing, we didn't really cover sizing that much on here. I think the small Code and the small Scorch are too small.
A little bit. Yeah, I would consider the RMX 76, even if it's gallon similar, it feels a little bigger. Like, it's more like a Schmedium.
Yeah.
Where the Scorch small and the Code small are small. Like,
I feel the Flow is perfectly sized for an actual medium.
The Flow is like a bigger medium, perfect sizing for me. I
think it's a good size for me too. I paddle that boat and I love the zippiness and the playfulness of it, because the Scorch is a little bigger volume for me. It's not a small boat by any means. And the Flow to me feels like it's a little smaller, but it's fun. I mean, it's up there. So, what was it? Your diehard number one, if you have
diehard number one,
the Ninja. Listen to
and
that.
Die Hard Last, Nirvana.
Okay.
Yep. But I would, I think I'll probably buy a flow.
There you go.
And I'm
I
not
would
even
too.
Jackson, like, not that I hate Jackson as a company, but I'm not like a Jackson, but you know, people love their boats designs or whatever you call it. But
yeah. Well, I think we've paddled about all of them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like or dislike any particular company, but
what's your creek boat of the year? What do you think? Just all in all, creek boat of the year. Best sales, best everything.
Flow. Jackson,
yeah.
Flow.
I have to agree. I'm looking at the list here just to double check. Yeah, I think some of the other ones are dated, so they're not gonna the sales and stuff.
Yeah, I can't.
I think the Flow is the best design out just overall this year.
The coolest design is the Ninja and the THP.
Yeah.
Those two.
Again, I think they're overlooked. If you haven't tried those, try both of them. I think they're just cooler designs.
I know. Everybody listen to this. If you get a chance to at least demo those boats, and I've heard mixed reviews on the THP. So I've talked to some people that just absolutely hate it. But I get it. You know, it's not going to be in. I liked it, man. I liked it. You know, you
yeah,
can
I'd
really
take one. Hey, if they want to give us one to do like media for 2 months, I'd paddle it.
Dude, there's some boats that I would just rock all the time. And the Ninja and the THP, I'd totally rock those boats with no qualms at all on that one.
You got Ninja access every time you want it. So you know that.
I like that boat, man. I know. I want to spend more time in it.
It was
hopefully
a shame. A dang shame we didn't have him in Colorado. Man, that would
God,
be
God, yeah. So, yeah, we could talk about that a little bit. You know, me and Matt went out to Colorado back in June. That might be a podcast for another day. We could go on about trips and talk about the different rivers and what we thought.
That would
was
be
our
cool,
top.
Actually.
What was our top and how to make the trip work for people. Because a lot of people hit me up and they're like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of taking a trip out. What are your recommendations? And then I have like a route that I could recommend to you. And then me and you could talk about like what to expect. But I agree. We were supposed to get a couple of Ninjas and that would have been beautiful, beautiful out there.
No, that would have been the perfect boat. Yeah. Instead we took two boats. We
technically barely had any experience at all. You had a goat, but it wasn't a puffy goat. And then I had just got the Sweet Ride and it was like, woof. Oh boy.
All brand new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
and
Colorado
the Stoke
and
was brand
water.
New. The Stoke was brand
yeah.
new. You got
high water Colorado just thrown on.
Figuring it out. Oh, God. Dumb. Yeah. Cause we can actually go over some half slices. That's another podcast, too. you know, we got some. Cause there's been several new half slices with the firecrackers and the hot whip and the sweet rod, the puffy goat. There's several like newer half slices we could kind of talk about at one point. We and paddles, man. We could go
oh,
a little
yeah,
bit into paddles. Here recently, we've been paddling. We've been using the Arca Works Vulcan, and both me and Matt. I'll go back and forth between bent shaft and straight shaft. The Vulcan only comes in straight shaft, so just so y'all know out there, it's only straight shaft. Only. I don't have one around me. But it's the Blade Ford design, which is similar to this design. You can see how I'm holding up the Adachi. And basically that the paddle kind of got like was inspired from this paddle, took inspiration from it. And this is one of the best designs paddles ever, honestly. It's just it falls apart. That's the reason you're only seeing half of it because I broke them. So, what do you think of the Arca Work Vulcan?
I love the Vulcan. I've told everybody. It's definitely my favorite paddle right now, just as far as every day. Honestly, and I've used it for racing, too. I wouldn't say it's better than probably like a Galasport for racing or anything like that. But everyday paddle, I mean, I'll try other paddles. And, dude, I just want that paddle back. It's awesome.
There you go. See,
it's been I mean, I've had it for what me and you both had one for almost 7 months, 6-7 months.
Yeah, this is not, and we, yeah, we had them.
No Cascades, Green,
Big Water, Low Water. We took them Colorado. It's like, no, this is not.
Mine flew off the car in Colorado on the interstate. I mean,
can't even tell it.
No, it has that initial wear, but after that, dude, it's like very minimal. People have like, I know like. They'll be reserved because it's like a new brand or something they don't know about. But I'm telling you, for the money, $480, $500, that is the best paddle you can buy right now. Every day, as far as the everyday paddle, foam course.
Yeah. Paddle of the year?
In my mind, yeah.
Paddle. So boat of the year is the Flow, and then paddle of the year is going to be the Arca Work Vulcan, in my opinion. I would agree with that. And I've been testing out the prototype of the new Aquabound Aerial, and me and him both actually got one of the production ones. What do you feel about the Aerial just right here? We'll do like a quick review, because I know, once again, neither one of us has spent any time in them.
And I'd actually paddle one on the Upper Galley all day. So I did have
you
that.
Did?
Yes. Okay.
That's a good test.
Yeah, the fiberglass, I do not like. It's a little too heavy. Some people may like it. I didn't like. I probably would not use the fiberglass one. I just thought it was significantly heavier than the other paddles out there.
Yeah,
but the
bent
carbon.
Shaft, well, did you have bent shaft or straight shaft? By the way,
that was just the whitewater center. I think I did. Didn't
it's
I do
a,
it?
There's a bent.
Bent? I think. Yeah.
I think it was.
So normally, if people, just so they know, normally my kind of rugged paddle that I just take whatever is a Strike, a Warner Strike.
Yeah.
Glass. So I'm kind of comparing to that. And I don't know that I would choose it over that. But the carbon aerial that I took a 197 straight on the Upper Galley. I really like the carbon.
Okay.
Felt good. It was light. If that was available, I would take it over the Warner Strike for sure. It wouldn't be a replacement for the Vulcan, but
yeah,
it would
definitely fill a need in there, though, wouldn't it?
But I think the price is really going to hurt.
I don't know what I looked around online. I heard word of mouth what the price was, but I have not seen anywhere written what the price is. So I've kind of been reserved on doing a review on it. I'm going to wait and see, because I don't think they're even available right now.
Not until October, yeah.
Yeah, you can't even buy them. So,
yeah, just for a personal standpoint, though, I did not like the fiberglass, I have to say. It's not a bad paddle. It just felt a little heavy.
Yeah.
The carbon felt really good. Like I said, if
carbon does feel really good.
If the carbon's at a good price point, I hit some rocks, didn't see any damage. It felt good. It had good cadence. Didn't feather weird at all. It was smooth. I really like the carbon blade.
No, so I think Aquabound did a good job with that.
It
I'm
looks good
on...
too. I like kind of how they did the graphics and the
I do too
it, font and everything.
Some people hate it, but you know, you're not gonna please everybody.
And the grip, nice grip. I didn't feel any slippage. Did get a couple.
Yeah, I'm really curious, man. I'm hoping that we can get our hands on one to kind of like put through its paces for a few months, because paddles are a little different for me than boats. I don't like, if it's a new something drastically new, Aquabound's been around for, I don't know, 1,000 years probably, but they haven't been in that high-end paddle market. If you think about it, they've had that Shred, I think is what it's called, which is more of an injected molded fiberglass mix. So they haven't been in a really good carbon layup. Like, they've not had a really good high-end paddle, so this is their first test at it. I'm really curious how that's going to come out. So when we get our hands on one, we'll definitely do a full-on review. I got a lot of questions from my review about what I thought about that paddle, and I'm kind of reserved because I want to put it through its paces a lot more and see how the long haul is holding up, because I did that with the Vulcan, and it's phenomenal. I would recommend that Vulcan over everything, honestly. Well, if you're doing racing, I would say G-Power and Lettman are still like way up there. But as far as like an all-around paddle, you can't beat it. You know,
yeah, man, the like Vulcan. I said before, it's been 6 months. I use it pretty much every time I go out and play boat with it, whatever. It's not the best play boating paddle, but it still works.
Yeah, and I think that's where the Aquabound's going to fall in. I let Steven use that one. He really liked it a lot for when he was full slicing that day with us. And it was like, for a full slice and half slice, you can't go wrong with that damn Aquabound, man. That thing was awesome for a downriver play.
Yeah. And by the way, I used the minor blade for when I test out the Aquabound.
So he had a minor. I had the major. So that, just so people know, they come in sizes of major and minor. Instead of small, medium, large, or
not a crazy difference though. I think we lined them up.
We put them together, and it was like minimal. I'm really working on. I want to get one of the designers from Aquabound on a podcast now that, you know, the shuttle drive's fired back up and I'm driving it around again. I want to hear his thought process of what he came up with and way he designed the paddles and all that. And I think that'd be interesting on that.
So for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the paddles we've been using. What else we've been using?
Have you used is the level 6 stuff new? The like the layer? I use their new Vega semi or dry top, but shorty. It's not a semi dry. It's got gaskets everywhere, but it's a shorty. Did really well.
So under the base layer. I wonder if they even have it on their top.
Romulus.
The Romulus. Oh, I have the Vulcan. I have the Vulcan Union suit. I forgot the name of that. That's good called thing. The Vulcan. That thing, and it does get a lot. I do have the Romulus top. I have that. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
under really layers. Yeah, we could do like a separate podcast on layering and our favorite tops. We could cover immersion research. We've had them all at one point. Our level 6 right now has been. I support those guys. You know, I ride or die with level 6. They're awesome guys.
Paddle with Alex on Upper Galley. Super cool.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That you all got to paddle together. What else? You got anything else you want to go over?
Just for people out there. So the Wrestle Fork race.
Just to let everybody know, you know, Downstream V, formerly Eddie Line Creations, is I'm gonna have to do that for about 2 or 3 podcasts. So Downstream V now he's gonna be organizing the Wrestle Fork race. And the Wrestle Fork race, for people that maybe not know, I don't know how many listeners, you know, maybe if someone in Peru's listening to this and they're like, what's a Wrestle Fork? Well, the Wrestle Fork is a river right outside Elkhorn City, Kentucky, which is southeast Kentucky. It's in a gorge, the Wrestle Fork Gorge. It's an amazing river. It is absolutely one of my favorite rivers out there. Would you not agree? It's one of the best.
Very just beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just amazing. The rapid quality, river quality, people surrounding, everything's just amazing. And there's a race that goes on always the week before another race. I think they call it the Green Race. Maybe, I don't know if anybody's heard of that
green
one.
On it. Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Maybe nobody goes to that one. But yeah, so the Green Race is usually the first weekend in November. This is what's the dates?
I'll
let you go ahead. But I just wanted to kind of like tell people what the Wrestle Fork race is. Because it's funny because not everybody might not know what it is.
Sorry, I should know this by heart, but no.
But usually, just so everybody knows, Dane Jackson wins it.
Race. Yeah. Zach won it last year, right? October 28th is the actual race date.
Yeah.
So that weekend, 27th, 28th, 29th, there'll be people there, but the actual race is the 28th. October, starting at 2 p.m. this year, a little bit earlier.
That's different. Oh, you want to start at 2 to give a little extra water.
Yeah, well, and 1 minute intervals instead of 30 seconds, so you don't run up on people, one, and it keeps timing a little more simplistic as well.
See, this comes from a true professional right here. Sounds like you've thought this out.
Done a lot of wrestling tournaments with.
Where's the sign in? Is that still at
right? We haven't put that out yet, but it will be through the Great Falls Foundation. They'll put that up pretty soon. We're just ironing out final details of like.
Okay. And you're gonna do? Is this on site?
No on-site registration. Everything will
you
be.
You hear that, everybody? No on-site registration.
No ifs, ands, or buts. No ifs, ands, or buts. There'll be the Wednesday before the race will be cut off that night.
You have been posting about this for about 10 months.
Started in January. So I want to hear.
Started in January, so don't act like, oh, I didn't even know the Wrestle Fork race
upper,
was coming.
The Upper Yawk race cuts off a week early, so I want to hear it.
Yeah.
No, it's just easier. Everything will be more organized that way. It's tough. Not on anybody in particular. It's just tough if people come at 11 o'clock and register, and then you got to redo the paperwork. And
well, yeah, because what a lot of people don't understand, you want to do a start list. You want to do your race list the night before. Because
yeah, so all the timers, you know, you want all the timers to have the correct information. And
go in bib order.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
I don't want to see number 5 and then number 18 and then number 6.
But it should be good, man. Yeah, first year getting some sponsors for the actual race. So Zet Kayaks, Varus, and mm-hmm. CKS, Watershed,
Level six with
everybody,
AN.
Level Six, Ace, yeah. Arca Works, and I feel like I'm missing somebody here. Jackson Kayak, yeah, there we go, and myself. So appreciate it. There'll be some kind of like some custom like wood awards that has made this guy down the road for me makes them by hand. So
I've seen them; they look awesome.
And then first place is gonna get like a little granite kind of cup, I guess, with engraving on it.
Okay.
And then I haven't shared that one. And then we also have cash prizes for top three in each category, women, junior, and men.
Well, that's definitely different. I don't think that's ever been done.
So what'd you were about to say?
Where's the check-in at?
Check-in,
have you
finalizing that for sure, but looking like at the breaks, the little parking lot there when you kind of pull in.
Because one thing is, I've done the Russell Fork race probably 6-7 times now. It's not my first rodeo with that race. And at Ratliff, it has been a nightmare for parking, getting down. Usually I have to park at the top of the hill and jog all the way down just to get my bib because I cannot pull down in there. Because of how much of a shit show that's down in that gully. I was always wondering why someone wouldn't try to, like, even at the top of Ratliff, I don't care.
Yeah, that was my original plan.
Just set a boot, a canopy up.
Yeah, the park ranger was like, I asked him about the brakes parking lot. He's like, yeah, sure. So, yeah, when you pull on the brakes, you go around some curves and there's that.
I love that campground.
That main hotel there on the left, lobby,
exactly where you're talking about.
Right past it on the left. That will be the where we're going to set up. Obviously, if it's like super thunder, like 90 mile per hour winds, and I don't know, we might have to go back to the rat hole. But rain, you know, sunshine, or just some sprinkling. You know,
because this is just basically check-in. This is not.
Yeah, there was not even registration anymore. It's
yeah, so
picking up a.
And that was another thing with doing it at Ratliff. It was just a nightmare for registering. They'd be trying to do last minute sign-ins and all this and pre. I mean, it was just like a nightmare down there. So this is basically pick up your bib, say, "Hey, I'm here," and all that.
And right? You're out. And plus, it's right by the put-in. So.
And you're only looking at, like, just stopping in, getting it, and going.
Yeah, I'm looking at some volunteers to come maybe set up some, a little bit, something to eat for people, like some bagels or something. I don't know. And then we still need volunteers for safety and timing. Come on, people. Come on. Safety and timing.
They'll all show up the day of, you watch.
There's some significant prizes, like Level Six Vega, Jackson Orion Cooler, Arca Works
really
paddle.
Good.
Oof. I mean, for like 14 spots of volunteers. So, I mean, you can end up a $500 paddle for doing hardly any
work. How much work? I mean, how long's the race last?
2 hours total.
2 hours. 2 hours of your life.
I know.
Yeah. So.
Come on, people, step up.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out, man. That's really good that you stepped up.
Well, he's coming. He's already prepping for it. He's going to give second. What you say, second?
I might stub a toe. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be there. And if my as long as nothing's happening, I'm planning on being there. And I don't think I'll race this year. If I'm going to be helping, it's really tough to kind of do that and race and. That's the thing. There's a lot of people that just go to hang out. I don't know why you wouldn't want to help. Need
yeah,
safety.
I'm not, I probably
you need
won't
safety
race.
At Triple Drop. You're going to need it around Maze. You're going to need it at probably El
Climax.
Hernando. Climax. Yeah. Three spots, especially Triple Drop, Climax, and El Hernando.
We talked about last year. Triple Drop seemed like it like changed because there are people just getting destroyed in
some
that.
Good boaters got. You know, they're asking.
Including myself.
Yep. I watched it. It was pretty good. Too bad I didn't get that on video. Yeah, we seen a guy swim as you were getting out over there catching your breath. I think a guy swam, didn't he?
That whole, I don't know. It was brutal last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, there it is, everybody. That's the Creek Boat Podcast. And, you know, what else do we talk about? We got anything else you want to go over?
I'm sure we got 7 more podcasts to come.
Yeah, for everybody, you know, and I'll leave links below for all these boats we talked about in the description below where you can buy some. I recommend using CKS if you're going to buy any of the boats like that CKS sells. And then Matt sells, he has some demos of the Zet boats. So we did talk about the Chili, I mean the Ninja. And if you guys are interested in that, you know, Matt can definitely help you out getting a demo for that one. and the THP is going to be Splatopus Imports. I definitely support those guys, Seth and Tim, you know, Splatopus. They've been bringing in Lettman for a while. And if you guys are interested in like a Lettman THP, it's the underrated baby. It's a sleeper, the sleeper.
And you got what, Cleva and High Water Hobbies.
So. Yeah, with Waka. If you're doing Waka, go through those guys. Yeah, man. And I guess that's it. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. Matt, how can everybody get a hold of you? Well, you still doing YouTube thing, right?
Yeah, YouTube, I guess. I mean,
he still makes videos, everybody.
Downstream V Creations, or if you want to email me, it's matt@dsv-creations.com.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you guys,
Instagram, the same thing, Downstream_V or something like that.
So you're officially Downstream V. Do you have
Downstream
any merch?
V.
Let's see some of that merch. I'm sure you got some.
I do. I have a hoodie with like a and a t-shirt with like a word scramble on it. Did I give you one?
No, I got. See that that was my wall art. So where does this go now?
You can still wear those because it doesn't have Eddie line on it. The word Eddie line.
Well, it's my background art.
Oh, gosh, you left your OEG things they dropped.
Oh, hey, remember this, everybody? I saved this.
Oh, now it's off the shelf?
It's off the shelf. Do you know they took this off? You can't buy this anymore?
Yep, I do.
Somebody died or something?
I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, so you know what? We didn't die. But, no,
it's not for children, and a child did it. I mean, I
would not recommend that. No, I would not recommend that.
But, yeah, a plug-in just for me, I do have some the Sun hoodies and a t-shirt with like a word scramble on the back. It's like a shaped paddle and has all the different kayak and words.
Yeah, and you could go to his YouTube channel, Downstream V, if you see that. And
I do have all my bolts back in stock. If anybody
TK wants bolts, baby. TK.
If anybody wants them.
Rolling on those.
For the
well, all right, man, we're going to go ahead and we'll wrap this up. So, yeah, for everybody listening, it's been good. And we will start having a couple more. Well, you know, we'll figure it out.
Now that the shuttle's rolling, I'll have to get you going for something too.
Yeah, we put gas back in the bus, so let's go. All right, man. Well, Matt, I'll catch you later, buddy. See you, man.
All right, man. See you.
See you.